Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Entrepreneurial Leap. Updated and expanded edition by Gina Wickman is a practical entrepreneurship guide for people who are considering starting a business or who have only recently begun. Rather than leading with hype, it focuses on a decisive question: should you become an entrepreneur at all? Wickman, known for his work on the entrepreneurial operating system, frames entrepreneurship as a path that requires specific personal traits and habits, not just a clever idea or good timing. The book is organized as a three-part progression that moves from self-assessment to envisioning the realities of entrepreneurial life to a grounded roadmap for building a startup. Along the way, it emphasizes tools, exercises, and real-world perspective meant to reduce confusion for first-time founders. The updated edition reinforces its role as a clear, no-nonsense manual for evaluating fit and then taking concrete early steps toward building a viable business. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, determining whether you are truly built for entrepreneurship. A central purpose of the book is helping readers decide, with honesty and clarity, whether entrepreneurship is the right path. Wickman argues that many people are drawn to the idea of running a business for freedom, money, or control, but underestimate the personal demands involved. The book, therefore, pushes readers to move beyond motivation and examine fit how they handle uncertainty, responsibility, and the need to make decisions with incomplete information. This is positioned as a preventive step because starting a business can be costly financially and emotionally, and the wrong match can lead to years of frustration. The updated edition underscores the value of making a firm decision instead of lingering in ambiguity. In practice, the book functions like a mirror. It encourages an assessment of strengths, blind spots, and tolerance for risk, and it invites readers to consider whether they want the lifestyle that entrepreneurship actually produces, not the one people advertise. By starting here, the book aims to save readers from chasing an identity and instead guide them toward a path where their natural wiring can succeed. Secondly, the six essential traits as a self-assessment framework. Wickman organizes entrepreneurial readiness around six essential traits that, in his view, show up consistently in successful entrepreneurs. The traits are presented as a practical framework for self-assessment rather than as an abstract personality test. The point is not to label people as good or bad, but to clarify whether a reader has the internal tendencies that make the day-to-day work of entrepreneurship sustainable. By tying the traits to real-world stories and examples, the book tries to make them concrete and observable. Yeah. The framework also helps early founders identify what they can rely on and where they may need support. Someone may have strong drive and vision, for instance, but struggle with follow-through or accountability, creating predictable problems once the business becomes more complex. The book uses the trait model to encourage proactive choices, selecting a business type that fits the founder, building complementary partnerships, and avoiding roles that constantly fight their nature. This trait lens makes the guidance feel grounded because it anchors tactics and planning in the reality of who will execute them. Thirdly, a roadmap for starting stronger with must-dos and stages. After establishing fit, the book shifts into a structured roadmap intended to increase the odds of startup success. It highlights a set of must-dos and a staged view of building a business, aiming to replace vague enthusiasm with concrete steps. While it is not positioned as an exhaustive business textbook, it focuses on the early moves that commonly determine whether a new venture gains traction. This includes clarifying what the business will do, who it will serve, and how it will make money in a way that can be tested in the real market. The staged approach helps readers understand that entrepreneurship is a progression of distinct phases, each requiring different kinds of decisions and discipline. That framing can reduce overwhelm for first-time founders because it normalizes learning and iteration. It also discourages skipping foundational work, such as validating assumptions and building a practical plan to sell and deliver. The overall effect is to give aspiring entrepreneurs a sequence they can follow so that effort becomes cumulative rather than scattered across ideas, side projects, and constant pivots driven by emotion. Fourthly, designing the right business for your strengths and goals. A recurring theme is that entrepreneurship is not one uniform career choice. Wickman encourages readers to think carefully about what kind of business fits them based on their traits, capabilities, and desired lifestyle. This is a meaningful distinction because many first-time founders copy business models they admire without considering whether they match the founder's temperament or skills. The book pushes readers to connect the personal and the practical, what they want their day-to-day work to look like, how much complexity they can handle early on, and what type of responsibilities energize or drain them. This perspective leads to better choices about business scope, the role the founder intends to play, and what needs to be delegated or supported. It also reinforces that the goal is not simply to start a business, but to build one that is sustainable for the person running it, by aligning the venture with the founder. the book aims to reduce common forms of self-inflicted failure, such as building a company that requires constant activities the founder dislikes or avoids. Fit becomes a strategy, not just a feeling. Lastly, Energy Management Disciplines for Long-Term Performance. The book treats personal energy as a real entrepreneurial resource, not a motivational slogan. In addition to tactics and planning, it points readers toward disciplines for managing and maximizing energy. Recognizing that early-stage entrepreneurship is demanding and often chaotic, the emphasis is practical. Entrepreneurs are frequently responsible for selling, delivering, hiring, and decision-making at the same time, and burnout can quietly destroy execution. By encouraging routines and habits that protect focus and stamina, the book aims to help readers build capacity for the long game. This also connects back to the no-nonsense tone of the guide. Rather than romanticizing hustle, it implies that consistent performance is what matters. And that consistency depends on how well the entrepreneur manages their mental and physical bandwidth. For early founders, this topic is especially relevant because the business often mirrors the founder's condition when the founder is depleted. Follow-up slips, decisions get reactive, and momentum fades. Treating energy as something to manage deliberately helps entrepreneurs show up with clarity, keep commitments, and continue learning through inevitable setbacks. In conclusion, Entrepreneurial Leap, updated and expanded edition, is best suited for aspiring entrepreneurs who are still deciding whether to start a business and for early-stage founders who want a clearer path forward. Readers who feel drawn to entrepreneurship but are tired of vague inspiration will benefit most because the book insists on honest self-assessment before action. The practical value is twofold. First, it helps readers reduce risk by clarifying fit using the 6-trait framework as a grounded way to evaluate readiness and identify support needs. Second, it provides an actionable starter roadmap, emphasizing must-do activities, stages of business building, and disciplined personal habits that keep execution steady. Its intellectual benefit is the reframing of entrepreneurship as a craft and a lifestyle choice, not a status symbol. And it encourages readers to select a business model that matches their wiring, compared with many entrepreneurship books that focus primarily on ideas, funding, or rapid growth. This one stands out for addressing the human side of entrepreneurship early and directly. It aims to prevent false starts and increase the chances that those who do take the leap do so with clarity, structure, and realistic expectations. If you would like to support Gina Wickman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.